56 WBIG FM Washington. In the next hour, so much stuff I can't even begin to list it here. Seriously. 608, up your morning. It's Ballard on Big. Heat advisory in effect this afternoon, 2 to 8, actually. It's going to be very, very warm. Highs in the mid-90s with the humidity. It's going to be a heat index around 100, so please be careful out there. And again, let's remember our four-legged friends. Don't leave them locked in the car, and if they are outside, maybe leave them some extra water. Right now, 67 here at the Palatial Temple of Broadcast, the miscarriage of justice. You heard about it at the very end of the show yesterday, and it turned out to be true. After only 3 days behind bars, Paris Hilton released because of an unspecified medical condition. No, medical condition. Wow, for a minute there, I thought maybe the American justice system was treating wealthy people differently than poor people. My bad. The British tabloids are speculating that Paris became depressed. She wasn't eating. She was crying herself to sleep at night. She was potentially suicidal. If you or I were in a jail and feeling that way, they'd hand us a belt. Seriously. I mean, I don't know. People sounding off all over the place on this. This is what the average man in the street would be saying.
Paris jail population.
Heck yeah, caged heat. Caged heat. So now, instead, she gets to spend 40 days with an ankle bracelet on, confined to her home, the palatial mansion with the many swimming pools, in-house masseuse, things like that.
Aww.
Rough gig.
But what's this I hear about her getting called back to the court this morning?
Word has it the judge is going to have her back in court at noon today, may order her back to jail.
Really?
Yeah. Now, of course, the voice of reason throughout all this, throughout the entire incident, has been my personal hero, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, Maricopa County, Arizona, the man who brought you Tent City. Here's what he had to say about Paris getting released by L.A. County Sheriff Lee Baca, who, I'd like to point out, also tried to give Mel Gibson, you know, a little help when he had his DUI arrest. Here's what Sheriff Joe had to say.
No, I don't agree. She should do her time.
Yeah! I love the way he put the disclaimer in, too. The sheriff's my friend, but he's an idiot. We'll have more later on.
Today's the date.
Everyday Matters. Offer in 6-9.
Big traffic.
At 6:15 traffic, I'm Bill Stabler on Big 100.3.
Ballard on Big.
And you're actually getting paid for this?
6:23, up your morning. It's Ballard on Big. Heat advisory in effect starting at 2 o'clock today with the humidity. The heat index going to creep over 100. Doobie Brothers there. Of course, they're playing Wolf Trap. Tuesday, June 19th, 8 p.m. All this week, we have been giving you a shot at Ballard's Big Night Out with the Doobies. Front row seats for that show. Rest in limo to and fro and dinner at Ovations, Wolf Trap's on-site restaurant, before the show. All you have to do is listen to the music. Now, we've been playing you clips, snippets, tiny bits of songs all week long. Your job has been to identify the songs and compile them in a list. Later on this morning, we're going to ask you to call in and tell us which songs we played for you in snippet form. We have one more to play for you. And this is it. There you go.
That's it?
That's all.
Wow.
That's all there is to it. Sounds like you might have a gastric problem. You never know. But that's it. That's all you get for song number 5. Now, if you haven't heard the other ones, you can still join the Big League at idigbig.com. Use the big unfair internet advantage that big leaguers get. And listen to all the clips.
Yeah.
Right. Not quite as agreeable as yesterday's clip, but still.
Yeah.
If you can figure out what song that is, add it to your list, and be listening after 9 o'clock this morning for your chance to rattle them all off to us and win Ballard's Big Night Out with the Doobie Brothers. Coming up, a star-studded week in review.
Traffic sponsored by June 10th.
Big traffic.
I'm Bill Stabler on Big 100.3.
On the next Big Day.
Big 100.3. News, sports, weather. 620. I'm Bill Stabler on Big 100.3.
6:29. At some point in the next hour, we're going to tell somebody to get their passport because they are heading to Paris to see the Rolling Stones. It's Big 100.3.